When I'd shut docks over the river before, I had to wait for the current to bring the bodies to shore. This time was different. With the smell of the powder still in the air, the dog was off the bank in a great leap. He hit the water swimming, his shoulders pumping as he churned the surface in a straight line to the dead duck. He took it gently in his mouth, turned, and swam back. Climbing the bank, he put the duck by my right foot, then moved off a couple of feet and sat. It was fully light now, and I could see that the dog had a collar and a tag. I petted him. He let me, in a reserved way, and pulled his tag to the side to read it. "My name is Ike." That's all it said. No address, no owner's name. "Well, Ike," his tail wagged, "I'd like to thank you for bringing me the duck." And that was how it started. For the rest of the season, I hunted the river early every morning. I'd cross the bridge and start down the river, and Ike would be there. By the middle of the second week, I felt as if we'd been hunting with each other forever. When the hunting was done, he'd trot back with me until we arrived at the bridge. There he would sit, and nothing I did would make him come further. I tried waiting to see where he would go, but when it was obvious I wasn't going to leave, he merely lay down and went to sleep. Once I left him, he crossed the bridge and then hid in back of a building to watch.